Dear friends and fellow redeemed in Christ, this meditation is based upon the psalm which was read a few minutes ago. Psalm 72 is one of the messianic psalms containing references to Christ 1,000 years before Jesus Christ actually came, that are wholly inapplicable to any other person in history. There are numerous statements in the Psalms which the New Testament explicitly declares refer to Christ. In fact, there are many Old Testament prophecies of Christ quoted in the Gospels, prophesying the Messiah and his kingdom. At the time Psalm 72 was written, Solomon's kingdom was at the pinnacle of its glory. We may think that this psalm was, in fact, a description of Solomon's own peaceful and prosperous reign. But some of these statements and its general tenor can allude only to the kingdom of one greater than Solomon. This beautiful royal psalm, royal hymn, Psalm 72, sings praise to the King who has established the righteous kingdom of justice, expressing a longing and hoping for the blessings of all levels, absolute justice and universal peace. This projected ideal is cast in the mold of the promises made to David and his house in 2 Samuel chapter 7. However, neither his rule nor that of any of his successors was more than an imperfect anticipation of what was expected in answer to the petitions and desires heard in the Psalm 72. The worldwide era of peace on earth in Luke chapter 2, foreshadowed by the reign of those who sat upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel, was ushered in when the son of David, greater than the Solomon, came to occupy the throne of his father David. His great dominion comes with signs in his glory as the judge of all nations. This prophetic psalm of the ancient portrays what the king of Israel needed to be and adds to a type of the messianic king. His universal reign will endure forever, producing an endless array of blessings. To read this Psalm 72 carefully and meditate on it can be a spiritually edifying and enriching experience. It seems to be very appropriate to arrange this Psalm 72 for today, preparing for the coming of the Savior and meditating on the sacrament of holy baptism, the blessings of baptism, which we will read together shortly. The real significance of the psalm is clearly illustrated in the blessings of the baptism. The climactic point of all our human problems laid down on the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the perennial problem of sin was solved and forgiven. The terrible power of the devil was conquered, and at last, the eternal mystery and the greatest concern of all mankind, death, has been answered with victory. Now, as eternal life is given to all who believe in this great salvific act of God in Jesus Christ, guaranteed in his word and his unchanging promises. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. With all these glorious promises and fulfillment of our eternal salvation, and with a full sense of joy and confidence as his redeemed heirs of the eternal life, we sing aloud in verse 5 of hymn 844, "There is nothing worth comparing to this lifelong comfort sure. Open-eyed, my grave is staring, even there I will sleep secure. Though my flesh awaits its raising, still my soul continues praising. I am baptized into Christ. I am a child of paradise." Amen.